night in prayer. I wonder how many would have had that privilege. You see, we have become so busy these days that we hardly have time set aside to talk to the person we claim we love the most. Prayer is important. You know, as I think of this subject, you know, I've come to the conclusion that people have the wrong idea about prayer. Now, the privilege of talking to God is great. To know that you can communicate with the Creator of the universe, and to know that you can ask Him to do certain things, and your prayer can move the hand of God. That's a privilege. Many of us would be able to see great things done in our lives if only we'd pray. You know, sometimes I hear people say that when we get to heaven, you know, the Lord is going to show us a room with all the things that He had planned to give to us, if only we had asked. I'd like you to turn to Psalm 42. Psalm 42. Now, when I'm through speaking, you may see me heading out. So don't feel offended by this, because a member of the church is having a 60th birthday party, and I don't think I want to miss the cake. So I want to go there for mine. Notice verses 1 and 2 in Psalm 42. It says, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Let's pray. Oh, Father, minister to our hearts. You are God. There is none else. And Lord, it's your word. And so I pray that you would use me to share a word with your people. And Lord, as they listen, help them to realize that it's from you. Lord, we ask you to change our lives. Those of us who spend so little time in prayer, oh God, help us to spend more time with you. We ask you to speak to our hearts. Give us the strength we need to be obedient to what we learn tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. How are we going to develop a good prayer life? You know, I believe in our text, one of the first things we need to learn to do is pursue God. Now, I want us to think about this. In Matthew 11, the Lord said, come unto me, all the labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So you come to Him for salvation. And what is the next thing He says to us? Learn of me. Learn of me. You see, one of the reasons that we are not always effective prayer warriors is because we know so little about the Lord that we don't spend sufficient and meaningful time with Him. So one of the first things I think we need to do is to pursue God. I want to know Him. You know, in our text, it says, as a hart referring to a deer, panteth after the water brooks. You know, the picture we have before us is that of a deer that is extremely thirsty. And it doesn't matter how far it has to go. It doesn't matter what it has to do. It is going for water. It wants that water. The psalmist says, so my soul thirsteth for God. How many of us here can honestly say, my soul, my very inner being, want all of God? You know, it is sad. But many of us are more concerned about how we feel than what God says. You know, many times people walk away from services and they say that this was an extremely good service, but the only thing that they got in it was the singing and not the word of God. Pursue God. You know, after I got saved, I thank God for the missionary who pointed me to Christ and who took me under his wings. Because from the moment that I got saved, one of the things that he taught me is get to know God. And so the first thing I did is buy a Bible. Didn't have much. I think in those days it cost around $3 for a small one. But I'll tell you this. I got into the Word of God. And I began to read God's Word. And I began to understand little phrases, little words. And the Word of God began to work in my life. And I began to understand that it is not just about me. It's about God. Know Him. And the more I read the Word of God, especially I studied the Gospels, the more I read about Christ and what He did, the life He lived, it gave me time to search my heart, search my life, and compare it with Christ. And as I did this, I realized how worthless I am and how much I need to become more like my Savior. People, pursue God. Listen, we spend so much time pursuing the things of this world. But let's remember this. In the end, what really matters is who we are and what we've done for Christ. Every single thing that we pursue in this life, we're going to leave it behind. So my encouragement to each of you is to pursue God, set your treasures in heaven. Notice Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21. These are verses you know. Book of Philippians, chapter 1. Now, I just got this Bible, and I don't want the page to tear. So I take some time to find my verses. But notice verse 21. The words of the Apostle Paul. For to me to live is Christ. You get this? Paul says, to me, to live is Christ. And you know how we are going to live that life? By pursuing Him. We are pursuing a relationship with Him. Because we need to understand this, people. Christianity is a relationship. It's a walk with God. It's a consistent, and may I stress this, it's a consistent relationship with God. And so as we think of praying, let us remember, We need to start by pursuing God. Because the more you learn about God, the more you're going to love Him. The more you love Him, the more you want to serve Him. And the more you love Him, the more you want to spend time with Him. That is why when a young man meets a young lady, he falls in love with her, he marries her, and he takes her home because he wants to spend time with her. If we truly love God, we'll pursue Him and spend time with Him. In Galatians 2:20, the Apostle Paul says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. The Apostle Paul says, listen, the life I am living is not lived through my strength. It is lived through Christ. How could that be possible? Through a consistent relationship with Him. In His word and praying. Talking to Him every day. Whenever we get the opportunity. You know, sometimes when the Bible says pray without ceasing, people often wonder how can that be done. But let me tell you this. And I would like you to practice this for the rest of the week. Everywhere you go and you see a person, whisper a word of prayer for the person. So you could be in tongue, you could be in the van, you see a situation, you could whisper pray for a family that is going through a situation. If you practice this, you'll find yourself consistently in an attitude of prayer. You always keep in touch with your Father. And in the process, all you're doing is just pursuing Him, getting closer and closer to the Lord. The second thing I want to encourage you to do as you think of praying is plan to forgive. Now people listen. One of the greatest hindrances to me in our churches when it comes to prayer is this animosity and unforgiving spirit that we find among God's people. This is something that ought to be existing outside, not inside. You see, we as God's people ought to be the light. When people see us, they're supposed to see Christ living in us. Our lives should not be drawing people to us. It should be drawing people to Christ. But we have such serious problems with unforgiving spirit. You know, I've taken time with people and tried to help them understand that having an unforgiving spirit does more harm to you than you think. Because the person you refuse to forgive becomes your master. Every single night, who do you think of? You plan to do evil to him or to her. You plan to take revenge. The person is the master of your life. You cannot afford to be living like this. What you need is freedom. Do you know what it means to forgive a person? I don't think we understand it, you know. Because sometimes I hear people say, I forgive you, but I'll never forget. But when you forgive, you forget. It's behind. You know what the word literally means, the Greek word? It's like having something in your hand and you just drop it. The word forgive has the idea of dropping it. It's like it never happened. This is one of the greatest hindrances to prayer among Christians today. An unforgiving spirit. Let's look at what the Bible says about this. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5:23-24. And I want us to observe this. It says, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there remembereth that thy brother has aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Now, I want us to notice this. It is not saying if you've done wrong to your brother. It is saying if your brother has done wrong to you. You know it. You don't have to sit and wait until he comes. Because the greatest thrill in your life is to be able to get back into fellowship with your brother or your sister. And so you utilize the opportunity and you go to him or to her and you say, listen, our relationship is broken. Let's mend it now. We work on it. But you know, sometimes we are so proud and we say to ourselves, well, I didn't do wrong. He did wrong. But the Bible says before you offer that gift, you know there's a problem. Settle the problem. And if we as God's people learn to do this, a lot of the problems that get into our churches and destroy our churches would be eliminated. Because we follow the biblical principles of the Word of God. Notice chapter 6 of Matthew. He says, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. You get it? Now listen, these are things you all know. But the sad thing is, we know certain things, but we don't practice them. So when we go before God, and we intend to pray and pour our hearts out to God, let us ask ourselves, is there any person that I have not forgiven? Because friends, listen, you know what the Bible says? If you've not forgiven the person, you've not made things right with him, your prayer is in vain. And sometimes we look very sanctified, and we have the right words to say, and we pray, and people are listening to us, and they believe that we are the best prayer warriors that they know. But we know within our hearts, we are far from God as can be. Because there is that this brother, there is this sister, that we have ought against. That become a hindrance. Notice 2 Corinthians 2. Second Corinthians chapter 2:10-11. Paul talking about forgiving an offender. He says, to whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgive anything, to whom I forgive it, for your sake forgive I it in the person of Christ. And notice the next verse. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. It helps us understand why it is so important to forgive people. Because friends, when we hold animosity in our hearts and hatred, it grows. And sometimes it sends roots. And eventually it begins to control our lives and we cannot have a proper relationship with God. And neither with the brethren. So what happens? When we hold things in our grudges in our hearts, the Bible tells us we are giving Satan a place in our lives. And all it does is take the little situation that could have been mended, magnifies it in your eyes, and you see that put that believer or that brother as an enemy. Let me tell you this. It's a lesson I've learned. Your brother, your sister, your husband, or your wife is never the enemy. It is the devil. Always remember this. And we are told in Ephesians 4 and verse 32, forgive even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. To really understand this, You know, go back to that point in your life when you were lost and you heard the word of God and you asked the Lord to forgive you of your sins, and the Lord forgave you and cleansed you of all your sins. That's the way he wants you to deal with people. Forgive them, even as he forgave. So, you want to develop your prayer life? Pursue God. Secondly, plan to forgive. No matter what a person does to you, forgive. Don't wait for the person to come to you and say, I'm sorry. Forgive. Always be ready to forgive. And people, listen, it will change your life. It will change your life. And not only this, you will be able to enjoy the Christian life. Because at night you can be praying for the person instead of thinking of the evil to do to the person. Thirdly, prepare to prove God. Let me tell you this. Too many people pray, but they don't expect an answer. Put God to the test. You know, one of the things that I've learned is when you ask God, he answers prayer. And listen, don't depend upon somebody else to tell you what God did for them. Let God do it for you. Put God to the test. You know, I remember when I was at Bible college, I came to Bible school here. My friends promised me that they were going to help me. And I came to Bible school with the knowledge that I have friends behind me. You know, I have a church behind me, and they're going to give me the support that I need, and I'll go through Bible school. Cool. Well, 9 days after I came to Bible school, Hurricane David passed through Dominica. Our church was dissolved because we had a terrible man as pastor. None of my friends sending money because they need. And I'm eating at a table, and I'm feeling so bad because 3 months now I have not given a cent to the Bible college, and I know they are watching me. And then it hit me. I have not been praying for money because all my supporters told me they were going to give me. I'm dependent upon them. And I got down on my knees and I started to pray. I said, God, I have no one else to turn to. Hurricane David destroyed Dominica, everybody broke. I really told the Lord that. And I said, Lord, you have to prove yourself to me. You have to do something for me. And then the Lord began to provide. It came slowly. On my second, in fact, things were so bad on my first year that, you know what I used to use for Colgate? I would buy a bath soap, I'd use it to wash clothes. No, serious, I did that. I'm not joking. I use it to wash clothes. I use it to brush my teeth. I use it to wash my hand. That's what I had. Things were so bad. But you know, when I began to pray, God began to answer. On my second year, a person from the States, I'd never met a person, I had no knowledge of the person, paid my entire year, and I even had changed to go tongue and shop. Now listen, I'm saying this because I want us to understand this. God provides. You know what that did for me? In 1984, when God called me to St. Lucia, the church was willing to pay us $300 a month, and house rent was $300 a month. You know, I accepted it because I believed that this is what God wanted us to do. And I went back to Bible college and said, if God did it there, God is going to do it here. And let me tell you this. He provided from the first month at the Bible in St. Lucia. The first month the church paid our house rent, and it never stopped paying it. For the 8.5 years that I lived in St. Lucia, it never stopped paying. I could move from any house I wanted. And the church would pay the house rent. God, you know how God provided for us? People giving us provision. And different little fruits and vegetables and so on. And during the Christmas season, let me tell you this. God provided in such a way that during the Christmas season, everybody in the community had a piece of meat for us. Now, why did that happen? Why? Prayer. Prayer. You know, I remembered my wife and I wanted a standard piano. and we began to pray about it. We went to St. Lucia and we visited a doctor. The doctor's wife said to my wife, look, listen, come, I want to show you something. Took her into the in her living room and said, there's a piano sitting right there. We have no use for it. Would you like to take it to the church? Simple like this, God provided it. And guess what? There's a friend in Trinidad that I knew because I had no money to post it. There's a friend in Trinidad that I knew. I called her and I said, listen, you know, God provided a piano for us. He said, oh, that is great. My brother and I will post it. The people, let me tell you this. When you pray to God, believe he's going to do it. Too many lack of faith in Christianity today. We don't seem to believe that God is capable of doing what seemed to be impossible. When we have a need, what do? We run to another person, get down on their knees, ask God, prove God. Look at the account of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 10, Daniel chapter 6, the Bible tells us that, and chapter 6 and verse 10, that Daniel prayed 3 times every day. And when King Darius and all the wicked men had a plan to take Daniel and throw him into the lion's den, what does Daniel do? Daniel prayed. And I believe that Daniel was praying, Lord, I know I may have to die, but you're the only one who could protect me. I believe he really prayed this. And what happened? God proved himself to Daniel. When he took Daniel and threw him into the lion's den, as far as his enemies were concerned, that's it. Not even the king could sleep because the king knew that there was something special about this man. And what happened? By the next day, Daniel's as alive as can be. People, listen. Daniel proved God to be capable. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego proved God to be able to go through the fire and come out. When we pray, we have to pray believing. That's one of the things the Bible tells us. When you pray, pray believing. Pray by faith. Pray in Jesus' name. Pray in the Spirit. But it all begins as you pursue God and develop a relationship with you, that you and God, as you all communicate with one another, you have a mutual understanding, and God is going to listen to your prayer and God is going to answer your prayer. If you are going to pray and not expecting God to answer, don't waste your time. Whatever we ask the Lord, we should pray believing, and he will. So keep this in mind. Pursue God. People, spend time in the Word of God. Get to know him to the very best of your ability. Spend time with God. It is important. You know, I went to St. Lucia and I saw something that really touched me. It reminded me of what used to happen when I just got saved. When I just got saved, I understand Christianity to be this. When I come to church, I pull up my Bible and I read it and I pray. I didn't know people used to talk in church before service time. Honestly, you would not find people doing this. I don't know if it's because the missionary was strict or whatever the case may be, but this is how I understood Christianity. You come to church, you pray. You read your Bible. You ask God to bless the service. I went to St. Lucia and I saw some young girls before the service. They walked up to the platform and they faced the wall and they were praying. Teenage girls. You don't know. When I saw this, I started to cry. We don't see those things anymore. For some reason, we don't seem to understand the power of prayer. It is too much of what we can do, our abilities. You know, we depend upon our abilities to do things. It is God's work. Let God do it. Stay in tune with God, people. Stay in tune with God. So pursue him. When you leave this place tonight, or even before you leave this place tonight, look around and see if there's any broad body in here you need to settle a matter with. Settle it with him or her. People, listen, don't go home and say tomorrow I'm going to do it, because by the time you leave here and go back, Satan is going to come and deliver you. Settle it now. settle it now. Make things right with the person. And let me say this. If you are the one that a person has to come to, in spite of what the person may have done to you, be ready to forgive. Be ready to forgive. And prepare to prove God. When you pray, always expect an answer. Always expect an answer. The things that seem impossible, commit them to God. Because God is the God of the impossible. So people, pray. And when you're through praying, pray. And when you're through praying, pray. So throughout this week, let this be your goal. From the time you get up in the morning, wherever you go throughout St. Vincent, whoever you come across with, whatever circumstances may be, whoever the Lord places upon your mind, pray. Whisper with a prayer. Whisper with a prayer. Whisper with a prayer. Just keep praying, 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 and you will get answers. Because God answers prayer. Let's pray. Our Father, we ask you.